This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
What's up, everyone? This is Nate, and welcome to episode 2 of the Levels of Geeks Podcast. I'm here with my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
That's him. And we are going to be covering another Bond film this week. So you might be listening to us on a podcast right now, or you might be watching us on YouTube. Either way, thank you for joining us. Episode 1, we talked about GoldenEye, broke it down. We're going to be doing the same exact format as that show for another 007 Bond movie from Pierce Brosnan. This one is Tomorrow Never Dies. This is the second of his 4 outings as James Bond. So same format as last time. You're already familiar with it. And again, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to leave us a comment underneath after we go through everything. Give us your score. What are your ratings? You can either give them all how we're doing it, or just give us your total. And of course, if you're listening on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, I should say, Google Play, you know, whichever, however you get your podcast, make sure you just drop us a review, give us a score, subscribe, and leave us a comment as well with your take on any, you know, any movies that we talk about. So we're going to actually go ahead and just jump right into this one, because you guys already know how this works. This is our second episode. We know you listened to the first one. We know you loved it. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into this one. Tomorrow Never Dies. Alex, go ahead and give them the figures. You're going to give release date, box office. Give them all that good stuff.
Yep. So Tomorrow Never Dies came out in 1997. Worldwide box office number of $333 million, which is kind of less than GoldenEye for some reason. Domestic, it was $125 million. International, it was $207 million. Wow. So those were the numbers.
So domestic, it made $19 million more, though. $106 on GoldenEye. So the U.S. people were like, yes, give us more Bond. The worldwide was like, give us less Bond. no, I don't know what happened there.
Give us less Bond.
Right. So those are the figures. Now, we are going to be going back and forth. First off, we're just going to start with our thoughts on the movie. So I'm going to actually throw it to you, just your overall kind of feel for this movie without going into the scores.
Yeah, so this movie was a total 360 from the first movie that we got in terms of feel and action. But again, it's a different director in the seat. So you're going to get that in these 007 movies and the story that they're going to put out. So with this one, I still enjoyed it. I thought it was a good story. Pierce Brosnan is back. I think he's good as Bond. I mean, again, there's nothing we can say with Bond. He's a great 007, so I'm not going to go with that. In terms of villain, I'll talk about that. But in terms of this story, I thought it worked for the story that they presented to us. So I enjoyed this movie for what it was, a 97 movie. But I thought this was a solid movie.
Solid entry.
Or second movie.
Very good. Yeah. Well, you know what? I did not like this one. So, yeah, this one is total. I mean, there's things about it I like, which we'll get into, but you were right. Martin Campbell directed the first one. This one's directed by Roger Spottiswood, who not super familiar with a lot of his other work, but I have seen some of his other movies. But it's just, which is fine. I like when they switch directors, right? And you get a little bit of a different take and you get a little different feel. I love that. So that's not the reason why I didn't like it. We'll get into it more, but yeah, this one I'm not a big fan of. And I hadn't seen it in years because I remember not liking it. I was like, I don't want to put that one in. But since we're going to review it, I got to watch it. And I did. And I did not love it. So we'll jump in and we're going to start telling you why he liked it a little more than I did and why I didn't like it. So we're going to get into the scores. So the first one we're going to start with is
main character.
Lead.
Yep.
Mr. James Bond. How was Pierce Brosnan? I'll go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's fine. He's give him a 3.5. I give him a 4 for GoldenEye. I give him a 3.5 for this one.
Okay.
And the reason I'm knocking off the half a point is just I feel like the innuendo and one-liners were a little more prevalent in this, and I didn't really like them that much. Like they didn't really work for me. I think it worked because they used it more sparingly in GoldenEye than they did in this one. So it was just like, it became a little bit cheesier, campier, which is, you know, it fits. I still give him 3.5. He's still good. He has the look. I actually think he himself was a little better in the action scenes in this one. He was a little tougher in this one. You know, at moments you can tell, he was a little angry about certain things, which I appreciated. But just for the dialogue alone, like, I knocked off 0.5 point. So 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say you did not like this. I know some Bond fans that are like a huge, and I talk to them even on YouTube or on Twitter. They don't like this one. They're like you. They don't like this one. In terms of lead, main character, Pierce Brosnan as Bond, I gave him a 5. And the reason why I gave him a 5, I'm not going to knock, is because, again, I watch all of them. So these one-liners, you're going to get it in the Roger Moore era. He's the one that did the whole one-liners. You don't get it much with Timothy Dalton, the one-liners. But then it came back with Pierce Brosnan for some reason. And then Daniel Craig. There's some, but not to the top like these movies from the 90s. For some reason, there's a lot of In the Window. There's a one-liners galore, which made no sense. But I'm not going to knock him for that because that's, again, script writing. But if you watch all these Bond movies, you're going to understand these damn one-liners. So for that, not going to knock that off. But I thought Pierce Brosnan looked the part. You're right. He looked really tougher than what we got from GoldenEye. And that's due to the script and the story behind. So for me, I gave him a 5 out of 5. And trust me, I am going to knock him. So don't think I'm going to give him a 5 throughout all these movies. I'm a very tough critic, but for the first two, I'm not going to lie. This one, I felt like he already got comfortable in the role as Bond. So I felt it was more believable, I guess you want to say. Yeah. But it's a 5. So villain.
He was just a little bit more pissed off in this one.
Yeah, this one he was. Pissed off.
Villain, go ahead.
All right. Villain is, there was a one villain. He had henchmen, but they were not memorable as like the ones from GoldenEye, like Anatop and the general. You got Elliot Carver. Which I thought he was very more menacing than 006. I thought he was what you call a villain in the Bond world. He was a mastermind. He had a goal, and we saw what he wanted to portray. He was really good. He was in a lot of scenes in this one now. We really got a villain. Was he really, really tough? I give it a I guess. But he was believable. He was a believable villain. So with that said, I gave him a 4 out of 5, 1 point over 006 in Golden.
Nice. Okay, very cool. Now this is gonna come. This is gonna be very different then. So,
you're gonna go one.
I have written down here 1 out of 5.
I knew it.
Okay, so let me explain.
No, go ahead.
For one, Jonathan Pryce plays him. Jonathan Pryce is a fantastic actor. He's fantastic. I loved him in Game of Thrones. I think he got nominated for an Oscar not that long ago for The Two Popes. This guy, I've seen him in a lot of stuff. He's always a great actor. My thing is, this villain is so, you're right, this is what I think of when I think of a Bond villain, but not in the really good way. Okay. Like, this is like mustache twirling, take over the world type, you know, like villain. He's a cartoon. There's even a part towards the end when he's when they have Bond and the girl, or they capture the girl, and he's going like, wah, wah, wah. He's doing like this karate. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy is ridiculous. And at the end of the day, he is a villain who runs a news network. It's like, you cannot be less like tough or menacing. Like, oh, we report the news. We report the news before it happens, and we get involved in the, and it's like, actually you could almost say it's pretty relevant as far as topical, even to now.
You know, it's funny. You know? I was just going to say that if you really look at it, it's ahead of his time in terms of story.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with you there, but he just, no, I don't see this guy meeting Bond in an alley and even like, you know, at least 006, as much as I didn't love him. He could fight him if he had to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no. Train.
This is just an old guy. Now, as far as the henchman, though, I did like the doctor guy. Whatever they called him, the doctor.
He was Dr. Coffin. Okay.
He was hilarious to me because, like, he's so dead serious about, like, how good of a assassin he is. and like he's so easily taken down by the little cell phone electricity. Yeah. You know, he's like, I'm so embarrassed. They want me to ask you for the, like, that whole scene. He was memorable as a henchman. Everyone else, you're right, they're just kind of throwaway, you know, tough blonde guy and tough Russian looking guy. But one for me, I was not down with this villain. I wasn't feeling it.
No. I mean, that's cool. All right, action. All right.
Action. Now for the action. Is it your turn or my turn?
No, it's I went with the villain, so you go.
Okay. So action. Pretty good. The action was actually pretty good. I give it a 3 out of 5. I think it was this one even more. Well, okay, I kind of saved that, but there's a lot of action in this one. A lot. I feel like there was more action in this one than in GoldenEye. The only reason I mark it a little lower is even less so than GoldenEye. There was nothing that was super standout. I think the cold open with the jet, you know, where he's kind of spinning and shooting the things and the missiles, like, I thought that was really good. I thought that was a really fun action scene. And then he's flying the jet and he ejects the other pilot into the other jet, mm-hmm. and it blows up. I mean, it's both hilarious and like pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like why would that cause it to blow up? And it wouldn't, but it was hilarious just seeing him like, you know, land into the back seat. But I did like that scene. Also there was some martial arts in this one, which I appreciate. Michelle Yeoh, you know, has some good hand-to-hand fights in it.
Yeah.
So I did like it. My only thing is the last action scene goes on way too long. Like it's almost like they ran out of idea as far as plot. So the last like 15 minutes is like this big, long action scene. And it's a lot of, and you guys, I guess we'll find out over the time of doing this podcast, but I'm not the hugest fan of gunplay. Like, I do like shootouts if, you know, done well, but I'm not into the just like a thousand bullets just shooting, you know, like, and Bond is just, there's one scene where he's just like shooting two guns and then one runs out of bullets and he just keeps shooting the other gun. And, you know, it was good, but not amazing to me. So 3 out of 5 for me.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I agree with you. I gave it a 3 out of 5 in action. It's funny because I thought GoldenEye had more action sequences than this. Okay. Like actual, like...
good ones?
Yeah. Well, not good ones, like actual action. Because you got the beginning, like you said, where, you know, they had a nuke in the jet. And then they were like, you know, we sent a missile there. And they're like, wait a minute, how are you going to send a missile without even looking at all the footage? But it was like already given that they were bad guys there. So they had to send the mission. And then, you know, Bond was like, look at the footage again. So he had to take it on himself to get the plane out. Agree with you. Great opening sequence. Then you had the South China Seas when they did the whole them shooting with the drill going through the boat. I was just like, I wasn't too crazy with it. So I was like, I can't call that action. Bond getting attacked at the Carver media party. Yeah. Remember when he gets
in the silent room?
Yeah. And I was just like, that's okay. You're right. They gave him more hand to hand. Bond stealing the encoder.
Yeah.
When Paris was played by Terry Hatchett. Did I say her name right? It was a Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher. Yeah.
Played by Paris tells him how to get into the secret location, and he gets there and he steals the thing, and then you have a straight out action sequence running shooting. I thought that was actually really good, but the most memorable one that I love to this day, I don't care what anyone says, is the radio control car. In the garage. That is one of the best scenes I've seen so far. I mean, I've seen, of course, but I'm just saying to me, out of this whole movie, like the tank, that scene is always memorable when he whips out the phone and he's in the back seat controlling it. I think that's a great scene.
And I agree. And that actually that scene starts with the Dr. Kaufman guy. Like it all is one long scene. They're trying to get into the car. They're like getting electrocuted and trying to smash it and stuff. Like that whole sequence is, I agree with you. I think it's the best one. And when the way he like runs and like jumps in the back seat and he's driving it. The only thing I don't like about it is the very like end, like how it ends.
It goes through
into Avis.
Yeah.
It's like, turns the car. And it's like, you just ruined like, this awesome scene with this goofy, you know, ending, but it is great.
Right, though. You could tell that sequence, they did everything there and they were like, how do we get this car out of the garage? And they were like, okay, let's just destroy it. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Q gave you all these gadgets And you mean to tell me you cannot figure out how to get out of this garage, like, at all? Right. So I'm like, I'm like, whatever. But that, and then of course I could say another action sequence is when they're on the motorcycle, they're handcuffed to each other, and they're driving through wherever the hell they're at, and they're driving.
Somewhere in China or something, Mongolia or something.
Yeah, and also you see him go under the helicopter with the side thing, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then he threw the light. So honestly, it's not as much as GoldenEye, but it's not much memorable scenes that I could go, oh, except that garage scene and him going under the helicopter. I could say that's pretty big. Him going in under with a girl. So I give that a 3, not a 5 out of 5, but I give it a 3 out of 5. Storyline.
That's you.
I give this a 4 out of 5. I think the storyline, I thought it was a really good storyline, to way better than GoldenEye, to be honest with you, which I gave a 4 out of 5 too. But if I had to be honest, I think it was a way better than GoldenEye storyline. I thought there was an actual plot of him creating media. That's why I gave him a high score as a villain, because he was creating media. He was killing people off. Right. Just to have the news, and he wanted to be like the number one news guy, like all over the world. So I was like, damn, this dude is menacing. He could killed his own wife and didn't even care. He was like, what the hell? Like, call the doctor. I was like, oh, damn. But in terms of storyline, I kind of liked it a lot that you had to use this box, and they had a stealth ship. You saw that, like, the China attacking the United States, but they didn't know they were thrown off course, and I thought that was pretty cool. It worked out, and it was like starting World War III, was it? Like, they were preventing World War III. Yeah, exactly. So that was Bond's mission. He had like 2 days to figure out, which I always laugh when they go, you got 48 hours, 007, to catch out of there. I'm like, dude, you got 2 days to do
one
all
guy,
this stuff?
Stop the whole dude. World War III, yeah.
You have no 2 days.
They have other agents, and they don't put any of them on it. It's just 007.
Yeah. 007, you got 2 days to figure out what's going on. And I was like, oh, damn. But again, I thought it was a better story. So I gave that a 4 out of 5. What did you give?
Interesting. Okay. 1. I gave it a 1. Now, once again, let me explain myself. So I gave it a 1. And I disagree with nothing you said. I actually agree with what you said. The reason I mark it low is because I think it's pretty stupid. Like, I just think I think it might play into me not liking the villain as well. You know, but like his whole thing with the news, like creating like tomorrow, right? The news is called like tomorrow because they break the news pretty much because they're the ones making the news. So they're the first ones who know because they're the ones who did it. You know, it's a clever idea, but to me, it's just not, I don't know. I just never found it super menacing. And unlike GoldenEye, so in GoldenEye, you know, there might be, even though I didn't love the villains, what they're doing, there's moments, I think what makes a great kind of foil for a Bond character is you maybe believe that they're going to win, you know, even at some point, even if there's just a glimmer like, oh, this is, you know, whatever. And I never got that here. Like, I never felt like their plan was going to hit, right? Yeah. I'm like, no, you know, they'll do some stuff. They'll be annoying. I feel like they were more annoying than anything. Because at least in GoldenEye, like, they hit the EMP. They blow up the whole building. They do way more destruction overall than they did in this movie.
Yeah, but they did sink the U.S. ship with the drill.
True. They sunk a submarine. Nobody even, you know, knows about that. Like,
and they shot up all those Americans, 17 of them, and put it...
Sure, they did, but like I just never, even with those things, you know, they got to do something. They can't do nothing, because if they do nothing, then it's just like, well, what are you even? You're no threat. So you got to make them a threat. But I never felt the threat was like that serious. Bond, he to me in this one, as opposed to GoldenEye, he never had. I never really saw him have a problem. You know what I mean? Like, he was pretty much able to get out of everything, which is par for the course, right? This is a Bond movie. He's going to get out of it. But a little too easy, in my opinion, in this one. You know, and then to get outsmarted so easy by Michelle Yeoh's character, like, even the scene with the handcuffs, you know, and she's like, just able to, and he's supposed to be, like, unbeatable and all this stuff, and she just hooks him to the shower. It was a funny scene, but it just played into it. So storyline for me, while I agree with everything you said, it just didn't work as well. And I didn't find it like, come on, this news. He's fighting a news network. Like, I'm out on that one. One out of five.
No, dude. I totally agree with you. And I guarantee you a lot of people, when they leave comments, they're going to agree or disagree with it. I mean, it's
absolutely,
it's,
yeah,
which is going to be fine. And that's the whole point of these shows is, you know, opinion is going to be a lot of opinions flying all over the place. At the end of the day is what you enjoy. And again, yeah, if you think the storyline is a one, then hey, that's cool. Overall, what do
overall,
you
overall? 2 out of 5. Okay. I think it's a lot weaker than GoldenEye. And I just think I had less of a fun time watching it. GoldenEye had a, you know, like I said on the other show, it had kind of a fun spirit to it, to me. Okay. This one didn't really have that kind of fun spirit. And not only that, I didn't like M is barely used in this. And not that she's super used in GoldenEye, but she's in it more. Like, she's barely in this. Q is in, you know, he's only in one scene in GoldenEye as well, but this one's even shorter. Like, he's really barely in it. I will give it credit for not having a scene with, like, goofy music, like that race car scene from GoldenEye.
Yeah.
And the opening song is pretty good. Sheryl Crow did the song. I actually think the song was fine. GoldenEye's a better song, but this one had a cooler opening, like, sequence, the title sequence, because it had to do with technology and, like, all the girls were, like, they look like circuit boards and all. Like, I thought it fit the movie better. So points for that. Like, I feel like that should be included when you review a Bond movie. Like, it's part of the whole package, you know? Yeah. So I did like that. And Brosnan was great. Michelle Yeoh was actually really good in this. I've always liked her too. She's another actress that's very strong. And she does action well, which is awesome. Terry Hatcher was a waste. You know, she's in it for about 6 minutes and then she's gone. So there's no real strong Bond girl, I guess Michelle Yeoh's character, but you never really get that
connection.
You know, with between her and him, and even with her, you know what I mean? So overall, it's just okay to me. Slightly below average. So 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
So, total 10.5 out of 25 is what I got.
Wow. 10.5. Yeah. I gave it a 4 out of 5. Okay. I like the dark tones of it. I like to see, you know, it's funny. I agree with you in terms of GoldenEye, and we said it, we even alluded when we talked in the beginning, how GoldenEye was very fun. It was like a fun thrill ride of GoldenEye, you know, GoldenEye just gave us that. Right. This one, I felt like they toned it back with more of a darker tone.
You know,
Bond lost his love, I guess his love of, not his love of his life, but one of the girls that he loved. Because he got really angry once he saw her, and he ain't having it no more. Like, he just went straight, not rampage, but you saw him, his demeanor changed once he saw Paris die. So I kind of like that. And I love movies that take a darker turn, but not this drastic, because we went from a happy movie to straight, like, evil.
Like, if you look at the Craig films, and, we're not doing a full review or anything, but just look at the Craig films, right? Like, they are serious, which is fine. You could do a serious Bond, but they're serious through and through. This one would still have these kind of little cheeseball moments where it'd be like, okay, if they want to go darker, which they did, he's dark. Like I said, he was way more pissed off in this movie than he was in GoldenEye. But then you got the Ava scene, right? Like, you got this good action scene, and then he drops a goofy one-liner when he drives it into the car. And then it's like, it can work, but taking it so dark, But it's almost like they wanted to, you know, like they wanted to go full, more serious, but they just couldn't let it go all the way. So they had to leave these kind of flourishes in. Yeah. So I agree with you. All that to say, I agree with you.
I think it hurt the film a bit, and I'm not going to lie with you. I enjoy this one. I like Tomorrow Never Dies a lot. I don't know why. I guess it's because of that whole dark feel. I just like it. Yeah. And I totally agree with everything you're saying, but I just enjoy the movie. But in terms of soundtrack, now, GoldenEye didn't have a soundtrack because most of the movie was all ambient noise. It wasn't as much, except the corny that whole porno music in that whole driving scene made no sense to me. You had the 007 theme kick in when it needed to. This one, I kind of liked the whole techno music score for some reason. Like, in the beginning, for some reason, in the beginning was awesome. And then it just started to pick up with the techno. Like, it had a great fusion of the soundtrack in this, and I loved it. I gave it a top. I was like, this is one of my top. Like, if I listen to something, that this is the soundtrack that I listen to. Out of the Bonds, which I think is a great sound, especially the White Knight. Yeah. The White Knight is basically the beginning when it's like, and he's like, and then he's in the top of the F-16. Amazing scene, amazing score.
Yeah, the score is stronger in this one.
Definitely. Yeah, the score is very strong, and I agree with you. The theme, Tomorrow Never Dies by Sheryl Crow, is very good. I prefer Tina Turner, but I like the song. It fit the movie. The thing that a lot of people got to realize too is the whole theme of the females doing like the whole theme thing, and it's like that's they perform what's gonna happen in the movie.
Right.
So basically, if you watch GoldenEye, when you see the two chicks with the two faces, they brought that up in the movie. I didn't say this in our last review, but they said it in a quote. I think 007 said it as two faces. Oh, remember, okay. Like the whole background of 006 has like that two face. That
they too back- subtle for me. They got went right over my. I said it was too subtle for me. They
yeah, right like he said a line. He said a line about two faces, like he could backstab you at any time, like a Gemini, like whatever it is, like Gemini or whatever it's called. But you saw that in the Tina Turner thing where the two faces turn, like a gun came out and then it went back in. And I don't know how that's irrelevant, but anyway,
no, it is, because I remember the one that always sticks out to me, not to keep going back to it, but like Skyfall, the beginning of that movie, once I watched it like a second time, mm-hmm. you could notice like, oh my gosh, they show every single thing that pretty much is going to happen throughout the movie. And I always thought that that's how it was supposed to work pretty much. Yep. But for whatever reason, GoldenEye just, I don't know if I missed it or went over my head. This one tied more to me. Like I got it right away, even though I haven't seen it in forever. So I like the opening credit on this one.
Yeah, it's a great opening credit. Overall, like I said, give it a 4 out of 5, a total of 20 out of a 25. Now that's for me. Yeah. Again, guys.
One less than GoldenEye.
Yeah, one less than GoldenEye. So, again, guys, let us know in the comments below on YouTube what is your ratings for Tomorrow Never Dies from 1997. And if you're listening on the podcast, let us know on the comments also. So we could, you know, we'll get back to you as soon as possible with our answers and have chats and have fun with that. But yeah, so yeah, this was a pretty cool one, to be honest with you, going back and rewatching these. You know, back to back. And it was it's a great treat when you sit back and you rewatch these 007 movies. The funny thing is, I mean, not maybe when I asked you to watch we're going to start with number one and you went, oh, I don't have those. And I just started laughing. I was like, how do you not have the Sean Connery ones?
You know what it is? It's that I've never been into Bond like that. Yeah. Because these are the Bond movies that came out when I was like a kid. So, you know, I have not, there's some series where I'll go back in time and like see, but there's so many, it's kind of the thing where it's like daunting. It's like, man, there's 20 something of them. And I haven't seen so many that I never went back and watched them. And it's not for lack of interest, even though it's not like my go-to series, but, these are the ones that came out when I was a kid. And I remember even when I was younger, I was like, eh, but I will say this just to do a preview for our next episode. I haven't seen The World Is Not Enough in forever, but I saw The World Is Not Enough in theaters. And when I was 12, I loved it. So I have not watched it since I was 12. So this should be very interesting. It's been 21 years since I've seen it. And, wow. And I remember loving it. I know Denise Richards is in it. But I know she also is like a hot scientist, which doesn't make sense. Like she's like a nuclear scientist or something.
Yes,
I don't know.
She's a nuclear physicist. Yeah.
So I think I'm looking forward to that one because I feel like either my heart will be broken because I remember loving it, or it will just confirm, like I will just like it because of nostalgia. So that should be an interesting one. I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah. Honestly,
the last one, I don't even remember.
Die Another Day.
I just remember the guy with like diamonds in his face. Or something like that. I don't really remember. Oh, and that Madonna does the theme song. That's all I remember. So I'm looking forward to The World Is Not Enough. Definitely.
Well, which was pretty interesting. GoldenEye, they talked about, no, was it this one or Golden? No, GoldenEye. They talked about General Chang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, General Chang is from Tomorrow Never Die. I mean, Die Another Day. Remember when he goes... Him. Yeah, so they gave you a lead that he is in that universe.
So this is where you're going to come in handy here with the with the Easter eggs. You know, I'm not a that's good because I'm not going to remember. I mean, I remember a lot of stuff, but I'm not going to remember these things. So that's cool that you know it so that you can tell everybody else, because I just remember Diamond Face Guy and
his son that dies.
Okay.
General Chang's son.
And he's the guy who was in Fast and Furious. That's all I remember. He played he played the Asian dude in the first Fast and Furious. So
yeah.
But World Is Not Enough. That's the one. That's the one I'm looking forward to. So that'll be just so you guys know, that'll be next week. We'll be recording two more episodes. Now we won't do two Bond films next week. It will just be The World Is Not Enough, and then we will let you know Monday when we're live on the Levels of Geek show on YouTube. Or Levels of Horror, I think, right? It's still October. So
yeah, Levels of Horror, yeah.
The next Monday show, we'll let you know what the second movie that week will be. I got some in mind, so we'll talk about it off air and figure it out. But please make sure you do subscribe to the podcast if you are listening to us on the go. If you want to just put us in your pocket, you can place in the car when you're driving. I know, you know, with depending on where you live, you may not be driving a ton right now, but it's always good. You know, quick car ride. We'll give you some movie stuff and you can enjoy it. So make sure you subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast, make sure you subscribe to us. Follow us on Instagram. You can follow Alex at
Levels of Geeks.
Levels of Geeks. You can follow me at Netflix Reviews. And you can follow the YouTube channel is Levels of Geeks as well.
Yep.
I do have a YouTube channel, Netflix Movie Reviews. I don't do a lot, so follow me if you want. Don't if you want. That's okay. But I do another podcast, Netflix Movie Reviews. We are on Apple Music. We're on Spotify. So if you just love us and you want to just eat up all our content, make sure you follow all of those things.
Yeah. Same thing, like just jumping on his back. Yeah, just hit up. Just go to our YouTube channel. We have tons of content. Yeah, please leave the comments of Tomorrow Never Dies. If you never catch the first episode, check out our first episode, which is GoldenEye. Leave a comment there, too. We will always... look at those comments and of course answer your questions or interact with you guys there. But again, guys, that is at Levels of Geeks on YouTube. And again, hit that notification bell. So when we go live, cause we go live Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 PM Eastern, with Levels of Geeks live, or me and Nate dropping podcast episodes left and right. Mm-hmm. You guys will be notified. Other than that, I had a great time covering these Bond movies. It's pretty cool, but I can't wait for next week. Yes. Nate, so it's been fun doing this.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so again, guys, send us off, Nate.
Yes, don't forget to do all those things we said and tune in next week when we review The World. The World Is Not Enough.
Yep.
Next week, and then mystery. Bro, if you're listening to this right now, it's a mystery movie. But if you wait till next Monday, it won't be a mystery anymore. So, as always, you know, thank you for listening, and we will catch you next time.
Yep. Be awesome to each other and geek out.